From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Thousands observed a minute of silence in Barcelona's main square for the victims of two attacks that left at least 14 people dead and more than 100 injured. The mayhem began Thursday in Barcelona when a van ran down pedestrians on Los Ramblas Boulevard. Hours later in Cambrils, south of Barcelona, a car smashed into people and a police vehicle. Spanish authorities have recently announced the arrest of a fourth individual in connection with the attacks. U.S. President Donald Trump condemned the attacks on Twitter, and U.S. Secretary of State Tillerson strongly reacted as well.
Terrorists around the world should know the United States and our allies are resolved to find you and bring you to justice.
A spokesman for the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the attack and sent condolences to the victims, saying the U.N. stands in solidarity with Spain. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration is nearing a decision on a new strategy for the 16-year-old war in Afghanistan, the longest conflict in U.S. history. The president will meet with top advisors, including the Secretary of State and the Vice President, on Friday. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says that a decision is imminent.
We will move this toward a decision. As I said, I think it was yesterday publicly, we are coming very close to a decision, and I anticipate it in the very near future.
Options include sending thousands of additional troops to the war-torn country or withdrawing them altogether, leaving private military contractors to help manage the tenuous security situation. After years of extensive support from the U.S. and other NATO members, the Afghan military is still struggling to resist the Taliban, which has recently made advances in Afghanistan and the Pakistan border region. This is VOA News. United Nations and international aid agencies are racing to the aid of tens of thousands of survivors of Monday's catastrophic flooding and mudslide in Sierra Leone's capital. Experts warn the city is vulnerable to cholera and other diseases. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
World Health Organization spokesman Christian Lindemeyer warns people affected by the mudslides and flooding are vulnerable to outbreaks of cholera and other waterborne diseases.
Flooding has damaged or can damage or cause overflow to sanitation facilities, increasing the risk of waterborne diseases. Flooding creates breeding grounds for mosquitoes and can cause, or most likely does cause, an increase in malaria and other vector-borne diseases.
Lindemeyer says the WHO is providing psychosocial care for traumatized survivors, as well as safe burials and trauma and medical care. The UN Children's Fund is providing emergency sanitation work, and the World Food Program is distributing food to thousands of survivors. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A rift between the U.S. president and his own political party widened on Thursday as Donald Trump publicly criticized two Republican senators and another senator from the party questioned the president's stability and competence. The latest targets of the president's wrath are Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and Jeff Flake of Arizona. Graham, himself a former presidential candidate, has accused Trump of stoking civil tension with his comments on the racially motivated protests in Charlottesville, Virginia. And Flake, who sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee, has written that Republicans have abandoned their principles by surrendering to Trump's politics of anger. Speaking in his home state of Tennessee, Republican Senator Bob Corker has called for radical change in the White House to avoid great peril.
The president has not yet been able to demonstrate the stability nor some of the competence that he needs to demonstrate in order to be successful.
No Republican lawmakers have appeared on television to defend Trump's stance, and there has been silence from the White House. Seafood importers in northeastern China took to the streets to protest as they watched frozen products melt in trucks, blocked from crossing the country's border with North Korea. This after Beijing began enforcing a new round of economic sanctions on Pyongyang. In spite of the public outcry at home, calls from abroad are urging China to play a bigger role in sanctioning the North Koreans amid escalating tensions on the Korean Peninsula. For more, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.